brother.
Hey,
Good to
I'm
hear from
back.
you. It's been a minute.
Oh, you're really hot in my ears. I like it.
I got that mic close, that ASMR.
Smell me?
I wish.
You wish.
Yeah.
I'm drinking that cold
That's what I got going.
H2O.
Re
You thick,
rehydrating my
aren't you?
body.
Oh, okay. Dude, I missed you. Where have you been?
Over the place. How about
All
you?
over the place. Oh,
Yeah.
dude. Just
Took a little vacation.
it's just the same one place. Just the
Yeah,
same one old
but the
rickety
new
place.
new the new new place, not rickety.
Oh, yeah, she knew, but the same rickety body, I guess. Yeah, she's old.
Speaking of which, how is the setup going at your new place?
Yeah, so welcome back, all of our listeners.
We had a little
We're
month hiatus from Ian's move.
we moved.
It's okay.
We as an I, just me individually, single person.
And the Legos.
And
That's what you meant by we. Can't leave those in the
got they probably,
attic.
I literally haven't checked on them yet.
They're
So,
gonna melt. You should probably check on those. I'm serious.
Connor, they're
They're
in nice
in one.
air-conditioned area.
Yeah, but
So,
they weren't before. So I wonder if they got a little
for
like
5 years.
soft. Yeah, for in you know at 120 degrees in an attic in Arizona.
Soft, you
Yeah. Yeah,
say?
your
Really
blocks gonna be a little
soft.
soft in
I pull them out and
the
they're a little squishy.
box.
Oh, dude, they do melt though. You
I'm
know they do
serious. You
melt.
should check them just to make sure they're still in good shape and everything.
But this is the problem. I know once I
They're
open the
sticky.
box, I'm going to get it so invested I won't be able to
That's
stop. I
okay.
won't because I'm gonna
That's
keep
an.
digging and things will get broken. So I gotta put this back
No,
together.
don't
I
worry
gotta
about
do.
that. Just get them, either take them out of the box carefully or like, I just meant the loose pieces, like your loose boxes.
They're all loose, dude. They're
Oh, you have everything
I'm
broken down.
loose. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them are wrapped. A lot of the big sets, a lot of my big ships are wrapped up,
Oh,
but
I
they
thought you
got, you
had like
know, a little
loose brick. I just
damage.
meant you're like your loose bricks. Like, I'm sure your sets are fine.
I got some loose bricks, yeah, but
Do you have them in already sorted out in containers, or are they just a lump sum or a lump
some are a little lumpy, some are divided up, and a lot of them are sets. And then I have my boxes. Dude, I have freaking boxes that I put in, like the set boxes that are empty. I have
Oh
those.
yeah, I forgot you kept all your set boxes.
Yeah. Dude, I have so
I
much
mean,
stuff that I don't even know what.
I know the resale's there for them. It just sucks to carry it around all the time and store it. I feel your pain
And
though.
I don't even have that much. I don't even have that much in retrospect. Think about the people that had the
I know.
collector's,
Oh yeah,
you know, garage.
I follow this
Like,
one guy on YouTube. He's like 23 and he's a young guy, just collects a ton of Legos in Florida. And he keeps all the boxes. He has them all in his garage, and he lives at home still. He has all in his parents' house,
yep.
storing it all in there.
I do the same thing. Do I follow the same people on Instagram where they buy thousands of boxes of the battle sets and they just collect them? They build the armies, so they have like tens of thousands of
All the
minifigs, and they
boxes.
just, yeah, and they have all the boxes and everything still. But so I, yep, I have all my Legos. I have to open them up. I gotta buy like a little table set or something because I don't even have a table to build them on. So once I have a table, I'll pull them out and I'll take
Start
some
putting things
pics.
back together. At least you could pull out like two or maybe like even just one of your favorite sets and just put them on
Dude,
display somewhere in your in
I'm
that
dying.
studio.
Oh
Because then
my
you just have
God, dude.
something like, because you have a
Oh,
nice
I
couple
will.
sets I'm sure you want to show off like all the
Tons.
time.
Oh yeah.
And
I don't
then
have
once
the
you have
freaking
your
Darth Vader Sidious set like you do, collector's edition, but you know, one day maybe. I have Darth Vader. I have
Dude,
the OG Darth Vader
I'm
somewhere.
repping the Stormtrooper helmet right now.
Dude.
I love this set.
Yeah, you gotta freaking tell me about
I was talking to Dad recently, and he saw in the background of our my FaceTime, and he's like, "Is that a Stormtrooper?" I was like, "Oh, you know it is." Like, that's so cool. He's like,
You're
"That's
like,
Legos?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "I got a little quarantine Lego set going." But
dude, oh my dude, I
it's
still
so
have
funny
Legos I
that
haven't built.
oh, sorry. What were you saying? Oh,
No, I
like
was
you
just
have
saying,
sets that are closed, yeah.
yeah.
I am in the major craving right now for Legos. Like, I've been looking at sets to get, and I don't need it, but it's something I want. But I don't know what the heck to get either. Like, nothing really catches my eye. That's like,
oh, I know amazing. What to get, dude.
I want that Porsche I sent you. That
that
race, the $150 white one. White, it's like white and black.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get that. That's a Technic set. That's actually really good price for the amount of pieces too. I think the NES Lego set is really, really cool. The new one that they put out, the Super Mario NES. You saw that set?
Yeah.
Okay. It's $230 and I don't know where the heck I'd put that. And it's not really like something I'm craving, but I think it's really cool.
Just like a accessory look piece.
Like exactly. Look piece, but like, yeah. I don't have NES stuff. So it's like, it doesn't really go with my collection. If I had NES stuff, like it would make more sense, but yeah, I didn't grow up on that. So, but I really want the Mandalorian set that's coming out next week, but it also, they're selling the Razor Crest ship.
What, dude?
And it's the only Lego set that you can get right now that has that's not true. The AT-ST that they have has the Mandalorian in it, but this is the second set that has the Mandalorian, the only set that has the Baby Yoda in it, the child.
Like, it's a big set or a mini set? Yep,
it's a big set. It's $130. Type it in real quick. It's called the Razor Crest. Just type in the Razor Crest Lego set, and it comes out on September 1st. But it's like really... it's really just kind of boring. Like, it's not overly it's not overly detailed. I know the ship's nothing special. The ship is kind of plain Jane in the show anyway. I don't think it's a very special ship, but it's just kind of hollow inside. It's very empty inside, and I just needed something else to display on my other side of my desk to match my Lego Star Wars setup.
I like the special Baby Yoda and the Assassin droid. Minifigs a lot. Yeah.
It's nice. I just don't know how I feel about the ship because of it being so hollow inside.
Right.
I think the cockpit's gorgeous. I think the top is nice, but the engines are kind of like, they're okay. Everything's stickers. None of them are like pre-detailed. You have to put all those stickers on every piece, which is fine, but.
The one Lego set I want really bad is the Republic gunship.
Is that you mean talking about the old one?
Yes.
The original from like 2000s, like early 2000s?
The original Republic
gunship. From the original Clone Wars time?
So there's one from 2002, one in 2008, and one from 2013. And
which one are you looking
for? I would get probably the newer one, the 2013 one, because they remake the versions over and over again. They keep remaking.
Mm-hmm. They keep making them better and stuff.
Yeah.
Connor, I just found the one discontinued, the 7502 one.
Yes.
$650 on Amazon.
Because it's the staple Lego set for Star Wars. It's the staple.
Yeah,
everybody has it. Everybody has one, at least one. They have some people have multiple of these.
Right.
I want this so bad, dude.
It's a cool set.
It's like the ship you have to have.
You get a Obi-Wan in there.
Yeah. It's this one or one of the carrier ships. Oh my gosh, Connor! The Republic dropship with AT-OT Walker is $2,000. That's how much they go for. Because it's discontinued.
Jeez.
This is we had Lego magazines where this was in it.
I know.
And
we grew up with all these sets and the Imperial Shuttle, the white Imperial Shuttle. That's the most sought after set in Lego Star Wars. Like, it's the rarest one. It's like $900 on eBay, like pre-built.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Built. Like, you have to take it apart if you want to do it, and it's still.
Yep. Good. Yes.
It's nuts.
This ATTE, I have this one. It goes for $500 on Amazon. Crazy, dude. These old Lego sets, absolutely insane.
Oh.
But I want some of this. Like, this is the staple Lego sets that you have when we were young. Those are the ones that we were looking at in the magazines.
Yep.
So I got to figure out which one of these I want to get. And that's what I'm going to buy.
One I'm getting to, because I really want to get a nice set for my other side. I like this Razor Crest, but I don't think it's like what I'm looking for. It's not a great display piece.
Well, you need like a ship or something, or like
I need a ship or a car or something like that to display.
Let's see.
I already looked through the whole Lego site tonight.
Oh, you did?
I looked at everything, and I was like, nothing really caught my eye that like was like.
Can you get like an X-wing or something? Get like an X-wing or something.
The only one they have is Poe's right now.
Yeah.
And it's that orange and white one.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And I don't want an orange. It's not the white. It doesn't go with my desk. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe you have to get a classic, dude. One of the classic X-Wings.
I already was looking at them. They're not that. I was looking at them on like Amazon, like used, like, and they're or even like sealed in a box. They're like a few hundred dollars over, you know, the original price.
What about the Kylo Ren shuttle? It's a little pricey.
I was looking at that too, but I don't love Kylo Ren that much.
Yeah, he's a little. Beige,
I'd rather have. I'd rather have like the Imperial shuttle or X-Wing. Or I was actually looking at Y-Wing. I almost bought the Y-Wing, the one that's currently out. It's the Y-Wing, the Resistance model. It's only $56 on Amazon right now. But it doesn't look that great to me. Mm-hmm. Like, if I were going to pick between this and the Razor Crest, I think I would go Razor Crest.
Yeah.
This one looks just like gimpy. And I really want the Mandalorian. Like, I love the Bounty Hunter Imperial side of things. So, like, if I could get the Mandalorian set, then I could get the child, I get Mandalorian, I get the droid, I get the snow trooper or the sand trooper guy that comes in there.
Right.
And I could put him over with my Darth Vader side, you know what I mean? Like have my Imperial side over there.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool.
Dude. What about any of the battle packs? Did you like any of the battle packs?
I almost bought the Mandalorian one. I'm really into the Mandalorian lately. And plus season 2 is coming soon, I think October. I'm like, that's what I don't know. Why, but I'm really, really, I think it's really, really well done, that show. So I'm like super like excited that they finally put some sets out, but I'm not crazy about the AT-ST. I actually bought that for Aiden's birthday. I bought that for him with Aaron.
Doesn't look too bad.
Which one do you look at? The Y-Wing?
You said the AT-ST.
The AT-ST. Let me see the Y-Wing. It's cool, right? But it's not what I want to display on my desk, really. It's nice. Mm. It's a nice set. I almost bought it myself, actually. And then I was like, maybe I'll wait, find something else. You know, because they release new things every 4 months. There's new sets out. 3-4 months, there's new stuff.
So the Y-Wing I like a lot. The Bomber, I think it looks really good. It's the stealthy new look. It's not like the old version.
Are you on Lego's site right now?
I'm on Target's site because they have that one for sale right now.
Oh, I need to go to Lego Star Wars themes on Lego's site. I want to show you because you can see everything.
Okay.
And then you can see like a quick view of all the ships. But yeah, like I agree. It looks like the Y-Wing bomber style. And it's only $56, so it's not a very highly detailed set. It comes with like a ton of minifigures. And I think it would look kind of gimpy on my desk because like I have this helmet and it looks so nice. It's like, you know what I mean? It's so detailed that I need something else detailed on the other side, whether it be a really detailed ship. Or I was actually looking at the A-Wing Starfighter.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could get that one.
I was looking at that, actually, and I was like, oh. And then I looked at a bunch of reviews on it, and it's actually, like, really wobbly on that stand. I was like, I don't think I want that, because it's, like, it's enormous. It's huge. It's a big set. But I almost actually bought that. That just came out, like, 2 months ago, right before my birthday. I think it came out right after my birthday, something like that.
What about the... Oh, okay. Never mind. This was returned.
So I kind of passed on that idea. I was like, I don't want this wobbly set. And I'm not really into the A-Wing that much. It's okay. It's decent. Then I was looking at Boba Fett's head to have another head on the other side. Because I already have the Stormtrooper helmet. So I was like, maybe I can get the Boba Fett helmet on the other side. But I'm like, that's kind of just like, you know, too symmetrical. It's like, I'm just kind of buying two helmets and that's it. And the set to build was nothing hard.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I was like, should I get a TIE fighter pilot? I'm like, no, that's like the same thing. So, I mean, the heaviest one I'm leaning on still is the Razor Crest. Kylo Ren's shuttle is cool looking, but I don't think it's
there's the 20th anniversary Slave One.
I want that, but it's very big. I think it's very nice. Dude. Oh, and then guess what I just noticed tonight? This is what I wanted to show you. So go to...
I like that a lot, actually.
The ATST is nice. So, I mean, I'm still looking up ATST for 50. It's not that bad. But I want you to see something else real quick. I got to figure out what page it's on. Hang on a second. Go to page 3.
AT, page 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go to page 3. Back. And you're going to scroll down to about the middle, a little bit halfway through the middle. And you're going to see there's a resistance transport ship for $100 that's coming out soon. It comes out on the 1st, I think, as well. It's in the same line with the 501st Legion clone trooper set.
Dude, there's a Sith TIE fighter. What? Resistance transporter.
I'm not talking about that set, but the set next to it, the Bespin Duel. Click on that set real quick. It's nothing big, but it's really detailed.
Star. Oh my gosh, there's so many things on here. Bespin Duel.
Oh, maybe it's on a different page because we're looking at different stuff.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
Bespin Duel. Click that and read the description.
Oh, an event.
It's a special set like that they do for the LEGO events, like for like the LEGO VIP members that go to those like conferences and stuff like that. And where like you can go to like people show off their like crazy mocks. So this was probably one of those giveaways or like things that you go, like you pay a membership and they give these sets away. But it's a collector's edition set. Look at the box. It's the same black box that my helmet came in, part of the 40th anniversary for Empire Strikes Back. And I'm like, that's a cool looking set to have on the other side of my desk. For $40. I know it's not a lot of pieces. It'd be like a, you know, 20-minute, 30-minute build at the most.
Yeah. Right.
But it's really nice. It's Luke and his, you know, dad fighting it out.
His daddy, yeah.
Yeah, this is when he finds out it's his dad. That's what I mean. You know, it's such a monumental piece of history, like that everybody talks about. I know it's nothing crazy, but I think it looks
cool. Dude, I do like it though. Yeah. It's more really like clean? It's not like a set really to build. It's more
it's
like
a good display piece.
Aesthetic piece. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's how the other set is. And I like this, I think, just for the fact that that's all it is. You know what I mean? Like it's a quick build display piece and it will go with my set, my theme. But then I have 2 Darth Vaders.
Yeah,
and I don't really want 2 Darth Vaders on my desk. I was like, that's a little too much maybe. I don't know.
You gotta put the other Darth Vader somewhere else. You gotta put him in the kitchen or something.
I'm not set on it. I really want the Mandalorian, but I don't know.
Mm.
I guess I'll wait and figure it out.
There's a lot to choose from, dude.
Yeah. I don't know if the Razor Crest will sell out really quick, but like I said, I'm not sure. It'll probably be in Target for a few weeks and then it'll go away.
Yeah. Damn. I didn't see you can get the Millennium Falcon for $160, the cheap version.
The lower version, which is, it's a nice set, but I'm not a big Millennium Falcon like person to have it on my desk. Like that's a little bit too much. I don't need that big of a ship really.
What about the AT-AT?
Won't fit either. I think it's
cool. I mean, dude, this freaking, the minifigs in it, beautiful, dude.
Yeah, they're awesome. Go to, real quick, I want to show you something else that they just put out like 2 weeks ago. Go to themes at the top and then go to Lego art. And then click on the one on the right. It says the Sith. Click on that. It's a 3-in-1 set. It's a giant, looks like a record. It's all studs. And you can, it comes with a construction booklet that you can build 3 different ways. So it says, if you scroll down a little bit, it shows Maul, Vader, and Kylo Ren. So it comes with all the pieces to be able to build all 3 versions. So that's like $120, I think, which I was like, oh, that's really cool. It's actually, it's a nice piece to hang on the wall, but it's nothing special to build. It's just studs. It's a mosaic. Think of it that way.
We could build this ourselves, dude. We just need to buy the stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You just buy the colors and then they literally have the download instructions online. I'm not even joking. They have it online.
Yeah.
You download it and then you just figure out, you know, the length of it and the width and put it together and you hang it on the wall. But what's cool is if you buy all 3 of them, you can literally combine all 3 and make a giant tall Darth Vader. You see that?
Dude, wow.
It's insane. I would love to hang that in a studio. You know how cool that'd be? Could you imagine?
Oh
and
my
it costs $360 plus tax for this.
I was going to say, that's how much is that?
It's
what?
Three sets. You have to get all three of those sets you're singing in, and then you build it with that one instruction.
Dude.
Isn't that so? And you stack them. So it's like a giant wall piece. It's so cool, though. I think that's
Dude,
the coolest looking
that.
Thing. Me too. All right, listen. We'll go halvesies on it when we have a shared area. You know, all right,
shared studio.
All right, when we have an area to hang it, we'll go halvesies and we'll spend some time to build it and hang it because it's gonna be a nice piece.
All right,
it looks so cool, doesn't it?
Dude, that's
Gator
so
just
sick.
Standing there.
that's like on the wall, and then you know we have a little table with designed nice with a couple Lego sets. You know,
yeah,
built
exactly.
up.
Exactly, just something really like simple. But I think that this is really well done, really gorgeous, just like a little pricey for what you get.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Well, I guess all Lego Star Wars stuff is, so.
Dude, it's so freaking pricey, everything. Yeah.
Especially lately, some of these sets are dropping or going up and up and up.
Yeah, the freaking Lego, the Star Wars tax, and then the Lego prices are.
Yep, exactly.
You know, the plastic
like,
per price, per piece.
Because like I was saying to you, like, you know, they release new sets, like there's like new waves every season or whatever. So like there's new sets coming out for late summer, early fall. So they have this, they put a General Grievous set up. They just redid his ship, the Starfighter. I guess it's not his.
Yeah, I was going to mention that to you. I was like, why do they have this set? It's not even correlating with anything.
Well, that's not true because like, Clone Wars is always running, like the show. Like, they always make sets sometimes that just bounce between different time zones, different time
eras. Okay.
They don't make them
in
order. They do them in groups with, like, the new movies coming out. But then what happens is they go back and they redo old sets. They refresh them,
right?
So look at this set. Click on the box. It's 487 pieces. It's a small little ship. You get Obi-Wan. You get Commander Cody. And you get General Grievous. They want $80 for it.
Yeah.
And the reviews are terrible because everybody's like, is this a joke? Like, what is Lego? No, literally look at the reviews. Everybody's like, this is a joke. Like, nobody's going to pay $80 for this price tag for a set.
It's because you get General Grievous. That's why.
Yeah. They're making you pay all this extra money because it has General Grievous.
Just for one character. Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Because there's no other set that you can get in that has it in it. So people are going to buy it off the shelf just to have this freaking General Grievous with the ship.
How many pieces is it again? I just clicked off of it.
487. I think the ship's really cool.
Dude, so the AT-AP Walker, I have the set, but I have it in the older version. The AT-AP, it's $60, 689 pieces.
Which page is this?
And it's $60.
Is this a current set they sell?
Yeah. Yep.
AT-AP. I'm looking for
it
right now.
You just search it. I just searched it.
Okay.
So isn't that such a rip? This set is so cool. I love this set.
Did you say a rip off?
No, this isn't. I'm saying the Grievous ship is compared to this,
yeah,
for example.
It is a rip off. Yes.
Yeah.
I can't find this set.
AT-AP.
Okay. AT-AP. Oh, I found it. Wait, you have this set?
Yep, I have it in just the older version.
Oh. It says sold out, so this is obviously an older one too.
Yeah.
Not that old though, because it has the newer Disney stuff. Is this from Rogue One?
No, this is old, dude. Old.
What is this from? Like Kashyyyk?
Yeah, like, old, dude. From the movies.
Like from the
OG movies.
Original trilogy, like the first three movies.
Yeah, yep, yeah.
So this is definitely like a Kashyyyk.
Yep. That's why you get the, like, they have those cool green guys in it, but I got these, like, red clones in it.
They, like, reskin the minifig. These minifigs are nice. Really nice.
And you get
freaking
Chewbacca in it, too.
Oh my god, Ian! This sniper and this clone are really nice. Yeah. I love these green droids. Oh my gosh! No, that seems fair. I mean, that's about right for a Star Wars set.
Yeah. So this one always, like, this price range makes sense. You get almost 700 pieces and it's $60.
How I think about it is, I think I don't know how it works. I forget what it
is. 100 pieces, $10.
Yep, that's how I think it's always, like, in our heads has worked, right? Like, the value to Lego. It's like, because you want it to be in that 10 cent per, what is it, 10 cent per piece? Or I guess it's 1 penny per piece. Does that make sense? Because 100, if it's 100 pieces, it's $10. Oh, no, so it's 10 cents per piece. 10 cent per piece threshold. You don't want it to be higher than that, because then it's like, that's expensive. But, yeah, because if you're doing 600 pieces, it should be $60, and it's a $689 piece set, which is, I think it's worth it for Lego Star Wars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just trying to compare it to, like, the new stuff they're putting out. It is bonkers, some of these prices.
I know.
It's nuts. Dude. That 501st Legion battle pack finally came out. People have been begging for years for it.
The blue one?
Yep. See the blue one with the little baby walker, the little jet speeder?
That's the one I want, yeah.
They want $30 for it, and if you read the thing, backorders accepted will ship in 60 days. This is non-existent everywhere, and literally everybody snagged these, and scalpers are selling them for like $50+ everywhere online.
Dude, yes. It's so stupid.
Yep.
And they're only – the battle packs are only supposed to be $20. Flat, $20. That's it. It should be never more than that, or 25, whatever.
Typically,
the
they're
price
15,
is.
Actually, and they're typically.
Oh,
15.
Are they really? Yeah. Remember, we used to find them cheaper on Walmart.
Well, this, you can tell the set's a little bit bigger, right? So this is 6 characters plus 2 vehicles. So it's a little bit bigger.
But the battle packs are always the same. They're always like the low amount of pieces and what, 6 characters or 5 characters?
Yeah. So let's look at another pack. So, like, look at the other battle packs. They're 15. You get 4 characters in a ship. Mandalorians, 4 characters in a ship. They're all 15. But this one's like a little pricier. See how it's double the price? You get a little. Yeah. I mean, yes, you get an extra character in there. They're throwing in the extra. They're throwing in the vehicles, and they're bumping the price up double. That's what they're doing to make more money.
Yeah, I'm looking
They knew this is to sell, like, you know, hotcakes.
Right, right.
This is from Clone Wars, correct? For 501st Legion.
501st Clone Troopers. Because look at the design of the helmets. That's old. Clone Wars is...
That's an old, like, throwback? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's really cool looking, though. They're, like, very well detailed.
Dude, I know. They got to the point where they have these... They went back. I love how they went backwards. They went back to these pressed guns and not those freaking stupid stud shooters, whatever they were.
Oh, yeah. These guns are
Everyone
the
complained.
Best.
These guns are so much better than what they had before.
Oh, yeah.
There's... Like,
and they still sell those crappy guns. Look at the Mandalorian set.
Yeah.
It has really the freaking guns. The flick guns where you can push the thing down to shoot the stud out. It's like, I don't want this.
It's supposed to be like, you know, playability.
Yeah,
or whatever
it's playability
it is,
for
you know?
Little kids, which is fine, but not for me. Give me the grill stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me the molded guns. I don't want the little flick blasters. Yeah.
Yeah, there's tons of sets that still have those, actually.
Dang. Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, that's what's dumb about the Razor Crest, too. Like, for it being like... $130 and, like, you know, it's Legos are a blend for adults and children. I get it. It has playability still in it. It has flick missiles on it. I don't have to put them on the ship because I don't want to see them when it's displayed on my desk if I don't want it, but it comes with it. You can flick missiles out of the ship. I mean,
which is stupid.
It's not, you know, it wouldn't be stupid if I was 12 still, but, or, you know, 10. But at 26, when I wanted just a nice piece on my desk without, like, red pieces of plastic sticking out of the ship, I'm not gonna put it on.
Yeah. You're like, I'm gonna have to do some mods on this boy.
Yeah, exactly. This Resistance transport is very interesting. It's from the latest movie. You saw the latest movie, right? The last one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I saw it with you, actually.
You're like,
I forgot we saw it when you were here. But it's really cool if you look at it. It's literally the galaxy. It says on the thing, transporter from the trading outpost at Galaxy's Edge in Disney. And then it has V, Lieutenant Beck. It has the astromech droid. And it's just a nice color. It's got some nice details on it. But it's very simple. You know what I mean? Like, it's very streamlined. But at least it's got some interior to it, which is cool when you take the top off. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got like a cargo inside. It's got nice gun or nice jets on the back of it. I don't know. It looks kind of crispy. Something about it.
Crispy.
A little blue going on. But like I said, it doesn't really go with my theme. It doesn't go with my setup. I need like black, white, or gray for my desk.
Yeah. Dude, so many things you could choose from. You could even get like an older set and just find it on eBay or Amazon and just buy it. That's good price.
Exactly. Oh. I'm so picky though. Like when I want to like get a Lego set, I want it either sealed in box or I want it like already taken apart for me if it was already built. Like I don't want to have to get it like and take it apart and like it's already in like five chunks. Like I'm very picky. Like
You want to start
I
fresh.
want it fresh. I want the fresh. Like I liked opening the bags, like sorting the pieces out. Yeah. I like
It's so
knowing that nobody
true.
else has had it on their shelf collecting dust.
It's the journey. It's like the fresh
Yeah.
plastic journey, you know,
And it's
like,
like, and I know I'm gonna keep it forever. Like, oh, every Lego we've ever owned, we've had forever. So like
yeah.
when I buy it, I know like, okay, well, it's mine, it's forever mine, you know. Whether it stays in this form or it breaks down to a bin, you know, in 20 years, that's okay.
Dude, it's so weird that you say that because I'm just thinking about like every single time I've ever opened up a Lego set, and it's like the best feeling ever because
Oh,
we
it
used
is.
to when we were younger, that's all we used to do was be like, okay, let's buy some Legos, and we would just anticipate opening up the box
Oh, it's the
and
best
just
feeling.
taking out all the packs and being like, dude, I can't wait to see what this looks like when it's
Yeah,
fully
you look
built, you
at
know,
like
like.
the bit like I used to get that feeling a lot more. I felt when we would go to a video game, like go out and like either rent a video game or buy a new video game. That's always like the best feeling. But
Exactly.
then I like forgot because I haven't played or built or bought any Legos in years until, you know, just a few months ago. And or I guess that's not true because you bought me that little set for my birthday a few years back, but still I didn't buy that. You know what I mean? Like I haven't bought Legos for myself in years.
Right.
So like besides like a minifigure here and there, like a mystery pack at the grocery store. So to like buy a set like has brought back this you know, fire because like I opened up the box and I was like, oh my gosh, this box is big. It made me excited. I was like, go to Target and I was like, do you have this Lego set? They're like, yeah, we have some in the back. And then they go pull it out for you and they it's this big box. I'm like, yeah, that's I'm gonna
You're
build.
like,
I'm gonna build. Yeah, I was like, I'm
yeah.
gonna build you later. And then I
She's
opened it
like,
up at
is this for
home.
your son? Is this for your
You're
son or daughter? You're like,
like,
no, girl, this is for me, bitch.
yeah, I was like, yeah, sure. It's like
like,
it's
yeah,
for my
I'll take
net.
two of those. Yeah, I'll take two of those right now.
I was like, having in the back. They're like, yeah, we have three. I'll take the lot.
Yeah, I'll take the lot.
I
But
went
that's
all
all we
Harry Potter on
have.
them. I was like, yeah, I want all three. But
But the children.
I was just like, I brought it home and I like carefully opened the box. It had that nice black box with the 40th anniversary for Empire Strikes Back. I was like, this is so cool. Like collector's edition. I dumped the bags out and they're all numbered. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I gotta do more of this. It brought me back to like building the Ferrari, you know what I mean? Like all the old stuff, the big sets
Oh
we
my
used to build.
God. Yeah.
The jungle set, like the big jungle set I got for Christmas.
Dude, oh my God,
The
dude. Do you this reminds me, okay, first of all, the jungle set, yes, but do you remember building that Wild West set with the dynamite that exploded and it blew off the doors of the
Oh, that was
bank?
yours. That was yours,
Dude,
yeah.
yes, do you remember that freaking
That
set?
was one of the best sets because it had a lot of playability.
It had
Yeah.
Connor,
And
talk
we would
about
reset it over and
playability.
over. We would always blow it
Yes.
would blow out the wall to the bank every time
Yes.
you click the thing
Every
down. Yeah.
time. And it had the
Yep.
gold and the money inside, the actual
Yep.
money bricks.
Wait,
Dude.
you want to talk about playability? You know what's even better than that? The boat that went in our pool that I had, the jet boat. That
Oh my
floated and
God.
it had
The
a battery that you
motorized.
put in and it was waterproof and you put a battery in and you close it and the propeller goes and you literally could turn the little rotor on the back and it would go around the whole perimeter of the pool.
Yes,
And then like when
dude.
the little things, the little like flotation pieces like filled with water, you like pull it apart and dump the water around and re-snap it back on. It's
Yes.
so cool.
Oh my God.
That thing's in
Dude.
pieces, but I still have all the parts. It's in my bin of Legos. But I
Dude,
still have
and
the
you could
boat and
build
all that.
on it. You could literally
Yeah.
build on the set, you
Yeah, I
know?
could like remake another speedboat out of
You
it.
can make
Like,
a freaking little yacht speedboat or something, you
oh,
know?
it's
Like,
so cool.
dude. Rebuild that motor, put a bigger motor on that, have that freaking guy jetting across the water, you know?
I feel like that thing's gonna be so hard. Like, it's probably like corroded batteries in it at this point. Because
Yeah.
I have never opened it or changed it in years.
Oh
So
no.
I'm afraid
Yeah.
for it. It's probably
The
locked
water.
shut. just like, right. No, just the battery inside. I mean, you know, it's probably completely corroded inside. Like,
just gotta replace it, scrape out some of that corrosion, and pop some new suckers in there, and you're good.
My Legos are, they were at my apartment, but I put them in Aaron's parents' basement just because we didn't have room. And now I like want them back here to like go through the bin and like sort them out and like start building some random stuff.
So, dude, let me ask you this. Did you have, like, do you have a bin of, or like, how did you sort your Legos out? Do you have stuff that's like still built and then stuff that's like all loose Legos for building? Like, how did
it's
you do
it?
It's
all in one bin. I never sorted anything yet. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I want to sort it. I have, so it's all loose pieces on the bottom. And then some of the sets that I recently had built, I tossed in there and like, they're like in pieces. The only set that I have still together is the Ferrari. That's the only set. And I have that in its own box under my bed.
Dude.
Because I don't know where to put it. That's the only set I've kept together. Because Technics are a pain in the butt to take apart.
Right.
And put back together. They're really strong. So, like, it's not an easy thing to, like, take apart in pieces. So, I kept the whole thing together because it fits in that box and it's slim. So, it fits under my bed really easy. But there's nowhere for me to put it in here. There's nowhere to display. It's a big set.
It's going to be so nice to display, dude.
It's a nice set. I pull it out on, like, every, like, once a year. I pull it out and I dust it off and I put the what do they call the back when to hold your car down? I can't think of the word.
Spoiler.
The spoiler is the only piece I had to take off for it to fit in the box. So I put the spoiler on and I, you know, give it a little cruise on the carpet because it has the the controllable steering, and then it has the V10 in the back.
Yeah,
because it's, you know, what the pistons move when you roll the wheels. All the whole differential is connected.
Yeah.
Just like all the ones I currently make, they're all the same way. The pistons that move inside and the steering is connected. It's so cool.
Is it an F40 Ferrari? Is it an F40?
No, it's an F1. It's a Formula One.
I'm curious to see. Hold on, let me what kind of Ferrari it is.
I can literally send you the thing. I actually looked it up. They made two versions that I didn't know because I wanted to see what it was worth currently. It's actually still worth about what I paid for it, or what I got it for Christmas, I should say.
Oh yeah, I bet, it's
about that. More expensive. Yeah, and in time it's gonna grow, but like, it's kept its worth all these years. It's never really went down. Like, you could go on eBay and buy the set, and it's still like fully put together from that year, and it's still the same price.
It's kind of the Ferrari F1 Lego.
But there's two, so let me show you which one it is. There's two different scales. They're like very slightly close. It is the... It's under the Racers version. It's that 1/10 scale. That's the one I have. It's kind of cool how it's 1/10 scale. So they had two versions. The other version they had was 1/9 scale. They had another one that was, that's Lego itself though. It's not Technic. Okay. So the Technic one, the Technic one is 1/10 scale. And then they had another smaller one, which is 1/24 scale.
Oh, okay.
Let me just double check. Hold on 1 second. I want to double check.
Is it the 8386 Ferrari?
I just realized they made, say the number one more time.
Is it the 8386 Ferrari?
Yeah, I think that's the one I have. And then they had another one called the 8674, which is 1/8 scale.
Okay.
Technic. And that one's even more detailed. But I don't have that one. That one came out later. But you can tell it's got way more detail to it. It's a nice car. I think mine's really nice though, the 1/10.
Dude, we're gonna have some. So cool. Some good Lego set up in the studio, dude, in the office studio. Oh, I can't wait.
It's so cool. Did you end up looking at that Porsche that I was eyeing up, that I was talking about? We do our Lego hangout night.
Oh, dude, yeah. I've looked at everything.
Isn't that Porsche so cool?
Dude, it's insane.
Oh, I love it. It's such a nice set. Also, did you look up that Lamborghini and look up the unboxing just the beginning of the video?
No, I didn't. I didn't look at the unboxing yet. Ian. No.
The boxes that come inside this set, the whole box looks like the car, first of all. And then you open it up and the inside is like all different components of the car in individual boxes. So like, you know how like typically you open a Lego set and they're all in bags. The bags are put in little boxes. So when you open it up, it's like a suitcase
And then it's like nine little baby boxes that are all shaped in different pieces of a car. And inside is the bag. Inside those little boxes.
Oh, my God. Dude, what an unboxing experience.
Oh, it's so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
The Bugatti is really cool, too. But I think the Lamborghini is way better looking. Also, the color is so cool. Yeah, that Porsche 911 RSR is so nice. The butt of it looks so beautiful.
I know.
I love the butt of it. I think the taillights are a little funky, but then I looked at the actual picture. I was like, okay, actually, that's what they look like. So.
Yeah, dude, I guess that's going to be your supercar then.
Oh, I love it.
Dude,
I would display this on my shelf over here by my record player.
Yeah.
It looks so good. Yeah, it looks so good. It fits my theme too.
They're like one of the sexiest cars ever. Like in person, they look so, so good.
Such a nice car. I love the spoiler on it. I love the interior. The doors open fully on this car. I love the rear. The rear is beautifully designed.
Yeah. Dang, dude.
Love it.
I found a place. I gotta start displaying some of this stuff. I just gotta get some tables, some little end tables, some stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Even just like you could bring that once you get your TV stand, bring that shelf up. You could put Legos on top of that. That's what I would do.
Well, what happened was, so Aiden already wants my media stand right now. He already wants it for his own Legos.
The black one that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you are going to give it to them now?
So he wants it, and he already has a bunch of shelves already for his Legos, but he needs more. So he's okay. Like, I want that, and he's going to take my nightstand. So I'm going to get a new nightstand and obviously a new media console. But I want to get a little chair or two little chairs or something and a table or something in my studio, and I'm going to get a credenza or something to put all my cables in for the studio. So I'll have a place to display Legos in here and or build. I should have a building platform in here as well.
Right.
But we'll see. But just got to find some good stuff, dude. You got to find. I got a carpet.
Hunting. Oh, yeah, you did buy a carpet so for the downstairs?
I got a carpet, and I got the only new things I got so far were obviously I got the couch. And I got, I don't think we fully addressed because we got on this long tangent. So I moved.
We did. We went on a big Lego nostalgic tangent.
That was super long tangent. Yeah, just to go off of the one thing that I say, which was, this is literally all from you saying, I moved with my Legos. That's literally all from that.
I know, but I've been looking at Legos all day and I was going to bring it up anyway. So I just brought up a little early.
Literally, thank you for bringing that up because it's one of the most important things ever. Yes. So
I got this craving, man, this itch. I gotta fulfill it.
Oh, it's so important, dude. And you saying that is just even more making me want to go in my closet and open them up because I've thought about it every single freaking day.
Just
and
do it. It's the most like best feeling to de-stress too. Like I literally thought about like going to buy a Lego set on vacation just because I wanted to like build a Lego set in the cabin to like just how like it just takes your mind off everything. Like everything going on in your life, you zoom it out, you put some music on, you start building, and then just all your worries go away. You have a little drink next to you. It couldn't be more blissful. It's like being on a paradise island.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I mean, you're
little beer, here. A little music, a little Lego set, boom. That's all you need. Or even you just forget the music and just have pure quiet. It's awesome.
Oh no, I know. I like
that. Or like have music, have a little show or movie going on in the background. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Little breeze, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So I moved to another area. Finally got everything set up, pretty much just buying new furniture and everything. That's why we've been on this hiatus, this podcast hiatus and video game hiatus, but we're finally back. Thank you to all of our listeners for staying strong. We put in some new content out here regularly. It's going to be every Wednesday, consistently every Wednesday. And we'll do some off days here, you know, during the week or on the weekends where we'll put out some special content. You know, if new video games drop, new movies drop, new special content for stuff that's going on in the world, or we'll do like a beer share. We'll talk about that, or we'll talk about, you know, any new products or video games, Legos, especially like we just talked about, and like that we're really passionate about. So Connor and I will be talking about those things, especially stuff in technology and and or cars and stuff like that. But so we'll be doing those things. Definitely every Wednesday. Some other things.
Try to stick to it. You know,
yeah.
Because we just took a little break there, but it was just, you know, we've both been super swamped and I was on vacation and he was moving. So
yeah, so we had that pause no matter what.
Yeah, we plan to try to do one every Wednesday. So we'll be up Wednesday night.
Exactly. We post it every Wednesday. And we'll have that consistency for our listeners. So thanks guys for listening and we appreciate you much. And for our video games, we are since we took a pause from that too, from being super busy, we're getting back into that. I'm going to try and start streaming at least every Monday, Thursday, Sunday. I probably won't do every one of those days, but at least during the week, we'll be playing with Connor. We've been into a ton of new games and we're going to be playing a ton of new games coming up here because we love exploring new things, especially going back to old stuff we play, new stuff. I'm going to be definitely getting a Switch sometime soon here because our brothers are super into that and I want to play Switch so bad because that's all they do is play that. So I'll probably be getting a Switch unless there's news of a new Switch coming out and I should keep waiting because it's when did it come out? 2016? Like
it came out 2017.
Dude, it's
March.
So yeah, 2017. It's almost going to be 4 years old.
They refreshed the model that I have. Like I bought the day one version. They refreshed the main regular Switch to have a longer battery life. So
did they really?
Yes. So like it's like an hour longer ish, like on average. So it is a better battery, maybe an hour and a half. I can't remember. And then obviously you're going to do that because there's no reason to get a Switch Lite. If you're going to get a Switch, you got to get the full one. That's the purpose of a Switch. But the rumor is that they're going to put out a new version next year. So that's a long time if you want to wait that far, I would just get it now. Like,
so
the issue is that good luck finding in stock. That you're not going to find anywhere. It's sold out everywhere. So either you have to keep snagging it or like keep checking it every single day on Target and Amazon and everything, Walmart, and try to order one online or check the stores like once a week, run in, check the store. Or call the store. Otherwise, good luck. I don't know how the stock is, but it's not very good over here. So
I'll probably have to just do that. And I'll, you know, just find one. And I probably won't wait until next year if that's the case from the rumors because I haven't read anything about that. So I'll just take your word that's how it's going to be, which sucks. Yeah. But I'll just have to wait and find one locally, which is not a big deal. I have a Target nearby. So I'll probably just call them and be like, yo, hold one for me. I'll come grab it. It takes me 2 minutes to drop in. But the PS5 is obviously going to be dropping sometime in fall.
That'll be here before the new Switch, to be honest with you. So like,
we're going to get that.
I know we're going to get it, but I don't know if it depends. We're still waiting on the price. We're still waiting on release date and price. I don't know if it'll be a day one purchase for me. It might not be a day one. Maybe it might not be. It might be something I get maybe a month, or maybe I get it once the new year comes when I have Christmas money or something. I don't know if it'll be a day one purchase just because there's so many things right now that I'm playing that I don't need that to play, you know what I mean? Continue playing. Like there's so much on PS4 and PC right now that we're doing that it's not like I'm out of games to play. Does that make sense?
That's true. Yeah.
Like there's just so much in my backlog and new things coming out still for the current system that I don't see it being necessarily a day one purchase unless like they drop this big surprise. The price is like super good. And like, it comes with like, I don't know. They have like a promo.
Or there's a game specifically.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what the games are going to be. We still don't know what games are going to come out on the day that system comes out. So if they say it's like, I don't know, something that's really cool, it's multiplayer, then yeah. But if it's a single player game, I'll be like, I don't need it right now. You know what I mean? I can get it later. Yeah.
I agree. That's true. So I guess that's on the horizon. I guess that's something to just keep checking or looking to see.
The other thing I'm thinking is if the price for the backward compatible version, the one like the disc one, if that one's priced decent, I could end up just trading in selling my PS4 Pro, getting the 5, and then I have it. It's ready to go. And then when the games come out that I want, I can buy them and I can run all my current games on that instead of using the Pro.
That's actually using, probably the best thing to do, because
that's probably what that's what we should do actually.
Sell
your Slim and we could just get the 5 and run the disc version. It's going to be a little more money because the all digital is going to be cheaper because it doesn't have to put that drive in there.
Right.
And I'm sure it doesn't run backward compatibility because it's going to only run that PlayStation Now probably service, the streaming service that they have. So I bet
which we already have, which is fine. We don't have PlayStation Now. We have PSN.
We have PS Plus. Yeah, PlayStation Plus. So I guess we got to see. We still don't know that, you know, that piece of information yet. We don't know the backward compatibility and the price range. I don't know if it's going to be $500 for the base and then $600 for that one, or maybe $400 and $500. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it depends, because that $600, that's a lot of money just to drop on a system. Like, that's a lot of money. That's half a paycheck for me, and you know, about half a paycheck.
What was the Xbox X or whatever it was called? Xbox
Series
One
X. They don't have the release date or the price on that either. Everything's still rumors. Okay.
Well,
here we are almost in September 1st and everything's still rumors.
I know. And same thing with, you know, we're going to be, looking.
We know it's coming, but it's just not.
Right. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be coming out. Like, you know, we can talk about
iPhones.
This one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
New iPhones are going to drop in.
That's what I mean. Like, there's going to be so much going on at the end of this year that, like, there's going to be new games. Cyberpunk, you know, Cyberpunk's coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've
super
seen.
Hyped.
I don't know if you've seen any trailers on it. It looks really cool. And yeah, I'm really into RPGs. So that's probably going to be a game I'll end up getting either on PS4 Pro, probably PS4 Pro. And then I'm trying to get only PC exclusive stuff on my PC. Keep my console stuff on console, keep the PC exclusive stuff on the new system.
Yep, exactly. But keep it separate.
If we end up dropping, you know, a ton of money on a new phone when the 12 drops, the iPhone 12, because I'm really due for a phone because I'm still running my 7, that might be my expense. You know what I mean? I'm PS5, I'll just set on the back burner. I can buy that 2021. I don't need that right now. I can get the new phone. The phone's more important to me than the PS5, essentially.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, for me anyway. Because you and I can rock PS4 and PC for a long time. We don't need the 5 yet.
We buy, you know, $20 games and we, you know, free games or whatever it is, and we're, you know, playing those.
Exactly. So many games that we, you know what I mean? Like, we just got into all the real-time strategies, back into the Age of the Empires, and you know, we're doing Fall Guys, and we still want to do Halo, and
We
haven't
even gotten
that yet.
Dude,
we haven't bought the Halo Master Chief Collection yet. You know what I mean? Like, we still want to dip into that, and that'd be a lot of fun to go through the campaign co-op together again.
There's so many co-op games out there. That's the problem. We could literally play hundreds of co-op games on PC. Yeah.
I know there's a lot.
Yeah,
but I'm all about it. I'm down to start doing more of those co-op streams.
Okay.
I'm still looking for my camera. It's still back ordered. I'm on a wait list, like, to like be notified for a webcam.
Dude, we need that camera.
They have it on eBay, brand new, for $140. I'm like, I'm not spending $140 on this camera. So. Still looking for a webcam, and then I'm also on a waitlist notification for that Elgato mic, which is also sold out everywhere. And I didn't realize Logitech owns that company. So apparently Logitech's out of everything right now. Their manufacturing's like down the dumps from COVID. So
dude.
Everybody just buying microphones and webcams out the freaking wazoo, and nobody can freaking restock it because they're sold the instant they come back in stock.
Yeah, they gotta figure their stuff out because I just want another microphone
for, you know, doing more.
Yeah, for streams
chats,
and
for games,
pods
streams.
And, yeah.
I don't always need a headset on. The headset's great. I've been using it a lot, but sometimes after 3 hours, it's I don't need to wear it anymore. It's hurting my head.
Yeah.
So then I just want, you know, pop just a pair of headphones on our earbuds, plop it in my microphone, my Elgato. Mic's only 160, and I can literally mix all my audio through that for my Twitch stream.
Exactly.
And it literally comes with software, the Elgato mix software, and it's so cool how you can mix all your audio through that. It's great. So that's the plan.
So
just gotta try to get it.
What I'm probably gonna do next is, there's obviously a whole bunch of stuff that I'm looking at buying, you know, within my place and stuff like that, but I'm probably gonna put together a build list for my PC.
I can help you out with that once you get to that too, because I just did extensive research for mine, so it's still fresh in my brain before I forget all of it. It's semi-fresh in my brain, so definitely call me or something when you're ready to build that list. or
because it's something. Not going to be like I don't need anything crazy. I already have a really good power supply.
You're just going to get some new parts and throw them in that case. Yeah, get some fresh stuff.
The case is going to be the same. Right. I only need new graphics card. I might need new motherboard, and I might keep the same CPU. I might just do new thermal paste.
What CPU do you have again?
It's a Ryzen 5, I think.
Hold on, which one? Because I can tell you right now if you'll need it to like upgrade that. You might not even need to upgrade it.
I have an old motherboard. That's, I think, the problem.
Which is fine.
Depends. I have.
If you're going to upgrade your CPU, though, your motherboard might not be compatible with the new CPU.
So I have, so I was right. It's an AMD Ryzen 5 CPU, mm-hmm. and I have 750 watt Corsair power supply.
Which CPU is it? Because you said the Ryzen 5, but you didn't say the actual model. Like, is it a 2600? Is it a 1600? I run a Ryzen 5 3600.
Here, I can.
It's the latest generation.
Hold, please. I will tell you.
Because then I can tell you if PC. Like you should be fine to run all the latest games on it. Like, I know you're currently running all the latest games, but I mean, like, something that's more graphically intensive.
All right. System information. I know you can find this in the system information on your PC. I'm just trying to find it here for us.
Okay.
Memory. Yeah, so I only have 8 gigs of RAM, and I have a Gigabit A320 M2 ultra-durable motherboard with the AMD SoC, but I think it's an older Gigabit because I have older ports on it. Let me see.
Yeah, it's definitely an older one, but that's okay. Just go to, are you on your PC right now?
Yeah.
I can literally tell you how to find it. Type in system info in the search.
I'm in system info right now.
And go to the main page.
Oh, I see IO port. I see PCI Express.
Processor, system summary. And it should say, so I have an AMD Ryzen 5 3600. It's a 6-core, 3600 megahertz, and I can overclock this if I wanted to.
It doesn't show me processor. What? Where really? Is processor? I'm under hardware.
Don't go to hardware. Go to system summary, the first tab. The top.
What? Dude, don't think I have that. I'm under system information. I searched it. I searched it in the search bar at the bottom.
You're running Windows 10 Education?
Windows 10 N. Normal, 10, I think.
Windows 10 N. What is that? I'm running that Education, boy, that you sent me. I literally had no issues installing it. It worked like butter. I literally used the code you sent me to. It worked great.
Dude, because I freaking get you hooked up.
Yeah, you did get hooked up. I'm very confused. I don't even know. Can I share my screen with you to show you real quick?
Hold on. Oh, I got it.
You found it?
It's in device specifications. I found it in about, weird. And it's not in system information. Dude, what?
Mine is, but I wonder if yours is laid out different for your Windows. I don't know. But so what's it say?
So AMD Ryzen 5 1500X quad-core processor, 3.5 gigahertz.
So that's still, you can still buy that processor, okay?
Yeah,
low tier. It's like beginner. Like a processor, but I think everything that you would be like need to run can still run on that. I'm looking
which is
right
the only
now,
reason you know, why I'm still able to play games, because my CPU is literally like crushing all the things because my graphics card is nothing.
I want to see when this one. So you're running a Zen 2. That's Zen 2 architecture. I'm running Zen 3.
Okay.
And then the new ones that are going to be coming out either the end of this year or 2021 are Zen 4. Like the next. So like the motherboard that I bought is already prepared for the next generation. It runs the current Zen 3, and it's going to run the Zen 4 architecture, which is like the new, probably like the 4,000 processors. So I'm trying to see when this came out, just to see like the date on it, so like we can see. Oh, it came out. It's not that old at all. It's literally 3 years old. It came out April 11th, 2017. So it's you're going to be fine now. Yeah, it even shows related products. Related products is the one I have, the 3600 and the 3600X and 3600XD. So you're going to probably be able to run that for maybe a couple more years. Now, in maybe a couple more years, when if you're running heavier games, it might get a little bit choppy on you. Maybe, you know, 2-3 years, you might need to upgrade. That's when you'll need the CPU and the motherboard upgrade.
So I probably should just do RAM and graphics card.
I would do RAM, graphics card, and if you really wanted to, you could do CPU cooler too if you wanted to upgrade that.
Yeah, that's true. I could do CPU cooler, and I really could do motherboard. So I have the outboard ports are actually newer, and I could just do new.
The problem is when you upgrade certain parts and keep others old, you run into the issue with bottlenecking. So essentially, like, let's say your CPU is still the 1500, but then you buy this beast of a graphics card. But because your CPU is only able to handle so much power, or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, every game's different. So some games are more CPU intensive, some games are more GPU intensive. But let's say it needed more CPU power. Well, then you're not really taking advantage of all that GPU power that you just purchase all, you know, that new card. That's the only issue with upgrading certain parts and not others. So, like, I guess it really depends what card you want to get. Because if, like, you want to just make a subtle upgrade and get, like, just something that's decent but better than what you have, that's, like, a few $100, it's a little different than buying, like, what I bought. Like, I bought, literally, like, a $400 card. It's, you know, it's like a whole PlayStation in my computer, that part alone. A whole PlayStation Pro.
Right.
It's kind of crazy.
So, I guess... I'll put some stuff together. I'll see, because I definitely need RAM, and I need a whole new collection of RAM, and because the single DIMM I have in it right now is old and is
non-branded. Oh, you have a single DIMM right now?
A single 8 gigs, yeah.
Yeah, you need to run dual channel. That's you got to run dual channel. Even if you just get 2 4s, which is cheap. Obviously I'm running 2 8s, so I have 16 gigs.
Yeah, it's slow. And I have an SSD, but I don't even have it plugged in. So I need probably
That's not even helping you. Yeah.
So
wait, you have an SSD right now, but you just don't have the cable for it. Like, can you actually plug it in the motherboard? You have the SATA plug on the motherboard.
I have it on the motherboard, but I don't have the cable.
Oh, this dude, you got to buy the cable. That thing will probably boot in like a second.
Yeah.
With that SSD, so, yeah.
I have a Kingston SSD. I don't even know how much space I have in it. It's probably like 200 gigs or something like that.
But that would be great for like your boot drive and like app drive.
Yep.
Then you have all your other stuff on the spin drive. Then you don't have to upgrade that. Upgrade the RAM would be good. That will help you with your processes. And then we just get you a graphics card that is better than what you have. And honestly, you're probably good to go. I don't know how hot your CPU runs. I don't know if you check your like thermals and stuff like that, but
I would need to set up a program so I can
check. You would need to like monitor it. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know if you have, can you check it on your BIOS at all through your motherboard, your CPU temps?
I can. Yeah. My gigabit motherboard lets me do that. I just don't ever check it because it never gets hot. You can also do that through your, if you have a really good graphics card, you can also check temperatures on your graphics card too, but my graphics card is so old, I can't check that either.
Right. I'm checking my temps right now. Actually, I don't know if this tells you my... Oh, yeah, it does. CPU temp, 46 degrees Celsius. CPU fans only running at 50%. That's my... Dude, that thing is quiet. I don't hear a thing. Actually, the loudest thing on this computer is the GPU when I run a heavy game. That's it.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it has to be... Like, it spins up and it makes this, like, loud. Like, it's, like, not, like, really loud. Just kind of, like, a weird... frequency. It's like kind of like a weird pitch, so like it kind of bothers me. But then I realized you have to kind of fool with the settings for every game, because if you have that VSync on, I noticed sometimes with it turned on it makes it go away, the sound, a little bit, and if you have it turned off it makes the sound go away on other games. So it's like every game's different. It's so annoying.
I know, it's like configuring your settings for everything, because it does auto configure, and then
right, I don't hear it anyway because I have headset on. I only hear it if I'm playing it with nothing in the room. I only hear the graphic card running, like making any sound if I have just, you know, nothing going on. Now, if I like listen to some music, sometimes I can drown it out, like while I'm playing a game, like through my speakers, if I'm not online with you on my headset. But Yeah, that's the only thing that's a little loud. But even the card I got, it did warn me. It did say this card can be a little bit noisy, and it's not that noisy. It's pretty quiet. Like, it's very much a an issue that I really shouldn't complain about.
Yeah, it's stealthy.
It's very, you know what I mean? Like, because it's one of the better graphic cards, and like, I'm sure if I got that big thick card that I was showing you, that three fanboy, that thing would probably be loud. I bet from all the like kicking all the time and stuff. I'm very glad I didn't buy that card.
Yeah.
I think the one I got's nice. But yeah, I guess it just depends what you want to upgrade, and we can like, I can help you research what you want.
Yeah, I'm probably at the point where I'm like, since I'm waiting for my desk to come in, I have so much stuff that I have to buy for my desk that I'm like, just not even gonna buy anything, and I'm just gonna be like, well, what's the most important thing I need to get? I need
Right.
to get new monitors, and I also need to get a new computer, and I also need to get upgrades for my PC, and I also need to get a new keyboard, and so I'm like, I don't even know what to do. So literally, until my desk comes in, I have not done anything. And I'm gonna have to just talk to you about what I should do first because my laptop is literally about to die. I don't know
Yeah, you
what to
need to
do.
figure out your computer situation. Either you need to upgrade this
So
PC and make a master PC like I did until you can get the computer you want spec'd out, or you have to dip in and put on your credit card or something. I don't know. So, and then you're playing with like paying it back right away then. I don't know.
which is fun. I could do it, but it's just like, I'm just trying to think of like the things I use the
What's
most. I
worth
play
it?
video
Yeah.
games the most on my PC. I use it. So like, I have to definitely get that really dialed in. I just need to figure out what I need to buy. I need to get it dialed in, pull the components in, clean it up really clean.
Well,
Cool,
your
done.
PC's not struggling right now, so like it's still running fine. So maybe you don't do the PC parts and you just do the Mac, because the Mac's not going to last long.
The only thing it struggles with, which is annoying, which you're right, it doesn't struggle all the time. It just struggles with downloading
That's your internet,
games.
though. That's not even the PC itself.
It's the wireless card I have in the
Which,
computer, I
that's an
guess.
easy upgrade. Like, maybe you just set aside all those PC parts for the future, get the new wireless card, boom. We plug that in, you're good to go. Now, I would have to look at the motherboard you have. Like, send me the link to which one exactly the model. I'll look up what your PCI Express ports are, and I'll make sure that the card you get, is also compatible with your motherboard.
Right,
Because I don't want
right.
to get you like some crazy fast card and your motherboard can't even handle it. Because then it'd just be stupid. You know what I mean? We're just wasting money on a card that you can't even run. We'll have to return it or something. But
So
I
that's
think
kind of
you
what
should be able to
happened.
run it. As long as you have PCI Express. You should be
Yeah,
fine.
I do. Yeah,
Yeah, then you'll be fine. Obviously, I
that's
know you
kind
do
of
for
what
the
happened.
graphic card, but I don't know about the other ports.
Yeah.
It might just be like regular PCI.
So, yeah. So yeah, that's it.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're gonna be streaming some Age of the Empires co-op AI battles. We're gonna be doing that soon. We're gonna be playing some co-op games on Twitch. Maybe some special stuff that we haven't talked about yet. And we're gonna be playing some maybe some Call of Duty, maybe some Battlefront,
Yeah,
maybe
some PS4.
tons of stuff. Yeah, I haven't even figured out how I'm gonna stream that yet because my PS4 is downstairs and
You
my
stream through
Elg.
the system.
No, but I want to stream it through my Elgato though.
Yeah, if you want to do the cam, you'll have to bring the system up. Otherwise, you're gonna have to do what I do right now, like just stream with your headset and like the PlayStation controller. Do the share. Which is actually nice. It actually works very seamlessly for it being built in software with Sony.
Interesting. I'll have to figure it out. It's
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, you have to bring your PlayStation up to your room and plug it into your Elgato. I'm going to end
yeah,
up getting an
because
Elgato myself, the HD 60S, but I'm going to get the actual internal card for my PC. I'm not going to get the external. I'm going
yeah,
to
the
get the
internal
actual
card is really
PCI. I
good.
think it's like 160 on Amazon right now.
Yeah.
Ish. So I don't need it right now because I'm not really streaming any of that stuff right now. I don't have a cam still, so it's not really important. That's like more important, the cam and the mic right now and a mouse. Cuz
Yeah.
I got the keyboard coming soon. That's coming in October. I'm gonna get a mouse, mic, and camera. That's really what I need still.
Gonna order that Keychron, dude, I guess.
No. Oh, you?
I know you're not gonna order it, but
no, dude, I just got charged for my Duragod Fusion. I'm getting a survey soon to pick my switches and my color.
Nice, dude, nice.
I'm so excited. It's such a nice keyboard.
It's coming. It's coming, dude.
Oh, I can't wait.
Then we're pretty much half done though.
Yeah, I still need a mouse, but I'm still looking every day. Like, there's not a lot of options out there, so.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's going to be the MX Master, Logitech MX Master 3, I think it's called, or it has to be a Razer mouse.
The Logitech one you're thinking of is...
Yeah, the MX Master.
But that's for productivity, though.
No, it's for everything. You could use it for everything. It's for productivity.
No.
I wouldn't. I'm just suggesting it for you.
Oh, because it's $100. I've seen that one before.
It's the Master Race mouse that everybody uses.
Yeah, it's a good mouse. I was looking at the Logitech G Pro today. I was looking at the Extra Fire again. I was looking at the Razer again. Let me look this one up real quick. The Logitech MX Master 3. Yeah, I've seen this before. It's a nice mouse.
It's just like
just not what I'm looking for though.
Yeah.
Definitely is nice though.
Maybe you need to go to a Micro Center or a Fry's Electronics or a.
I have a Micro Center because I went to the one near me. But the issue is that I don't feel comfortable touching all those things in the store that are like all display models. Everybody's touching them, and I'm like, eh.
Well, you can touch them and then you can sanitize and wash your hands afterwards.
Yeah, I guess
before and after, you know.
Yeah.
Or you can put a glove on, or you can put your napkin over your hand.
I got nappy.
Yeah. I mean, you get
I don't know. The problem is they don't have all these models that we're looking at. They have a very limited selection. They don't carry everything. They have some.
Right. I mean, it's going to be. I don't know. Maybe it gives you a better idea if. Since we're having
what
our time,
feel you're looking for. Well, I just the issue is that I like what I found. I think I want wireless. So it's like
you gotta go wireless, dude. You have to eliminate that out of your squad, you know.
I don't want a wire on my desk anymore for a mouse.
Like, yeah, it's gone.
I haven't had that in years. Why would I go back to that?
So that means you're eliminating all those mice out of your category. Don't even source them ever again, they're gone.
Right. So only look at wireless. So
yep.
And wireless option, actually, I'm looking at Logitech's. I'm still looking at Logitech then. A G Pro wireless, and I'm looking at the 305, which is like the $60 one.
So then if that's what you like, then get one of those.
One of those, yeah.
Do research, do some more research, watch some YouTube videos.
I've watched the Logitech Pro. It's on sale for $120 right now on Amazon. Think. Let me double check. Amazon. Yeah, it's $129 right now. It's on sale for $21 off.
That's pretty good.
It's a lot of money, but it's got raving reviews. I've heard good things about it. It's what I'm looking for. It's very simple looking. It's fully wireless.
I think this is like the thing you use every day, you know? It's gotta be good.
Right. So I'm leaning toward right now. I don't know. Oh, you can't make up my dang mind.
It's hard, dude. It's really hard.
That's okay. Yeah. I just like I'm so picky with my money. Like I want it to be towards something I'm actually gonna use and not like be like, I don't like it.
Well, if you don't like it, you can always return it, you know. It's
always return it or sell it or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. It's good. Good recap episode. Good.
Yeah,
good Lego nostalgic episode.
Dude, it's funny because I had stuff I want to talk about with you, and I didn't even get to that. So I'll save it for next time.
Clearly, that's our episode title: Lego nostalgia.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. Exactly. So perfect. And now all I want to do is I'm just looking at Lego sets and all I want to do is freaking buy Legos. So
same. Dude, I'm telling you, you're going to be laying in bed tonight and you can't fall asleep. You're going to be looking at Lego sets. That's what I've been doing.
Dude, I have off tomorrow, so I am going to be playing video games. I'm going to eat and be playing video games and thinking about what stuff I'm going to be buying next. So
priorities, right? You got to figure out what you got to buy.
Dude, that's literally, okay, just like to close out here, priorities with your money, when you have stuff that you're going to buy, it is the most difficult thing because you're like, I want 10 things. And you're like, you know, you could afford those 10 things. You know, they're not very expensive or whatever, but you're like, what is the most important thing out of those 10 things? Maybe only two or three.
Well, now you really see it because you have an apartment with rent. So now you're like, oh, now I really have less money because I have to buy these other things that I need to get an internet and electric and water. Yes. So now you're like, oh, so now I have actually only this much money to spend. So what do I really, really need?
Oh, dude, it's so, and you got to pay for food. And you got to
buy groceries and you got to get gas for your car. So, and you got to pay for Apple Music. And oh, speaking of which, you got to send me your Apple Music login. I can send you the Spotify one because I need music for my watch really bad for running because I have like nothing on my watch.
All right. So what we have to do is I have to cancel my subscription.
Oh, you're gonna
I have to make a family. Yeah, because my login is for a single person. Okay. It won't give you access. I have to make a family one. And then I have to, I think, invite you to the other one. So you and Aaron have it. And then you have to invite me to the other Spotify one.
Okay.
I think that's how it's going to work. I'll just double check. I think that's the best way we can do it. Let me see. Because you pay for family for Spotify, right?
Yes, I do. And then after I paid for a family, they put out a duo plan. But I'm not going to change that. It's like $2 less a month for just two people. So the one I have, I think, lets up to six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just check this. Family. Choose family, sign in, confirm billing, invite family to start listening. Okay, so we have to do family sharing. That's what I thought. Okay, so family sharing, and then automatically have access to Apple Music. Okay. Yeah, I actually had tons of issues these past couple days because my student login, my student email doesn't work anymore. And I tried to get a student program and it was like, you don't have access anymore. And I was like, sick. So this is probably the time to do it.
Right. No, that makes sense.
So family subscription. Let me see. Cool. All right, we'll do this. We can do this later tonight or we'll do it tomorrow. And I'll send you this stuff and then you'll have access.
Awesome. I'm excited. I can send you like your thing too for Spotify. Cool.
Awesome. Sick. All right, doozy dukes.
All right, man. Talk to you soon. Let's go play some games or something.
Damn, we're playing games too?
I don't know. I mean, if you're down, I guess you got dinner to eat.
No, I was being facetious. Yeah, I have to eat and then we can play. I don't know what you want to do, but.
Yeah, I'll wait for you. Take a little break here. Get this episode up and cool.
Yeah, thanks for everyone for listening. We appreciate you guys. Just to recap again, we'll be on here every Wednesday, listening in for more stuff. We'll probably soon be posting some stuff on social, so be sure to follow us there. For podcasts, for video games that we'll be playing, and some new music stuff that we'll be posting soon here, so stay tuned.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Peace. See you, dude.